Rolling.
It's like the end of them. You know that? It's the recorded vision of like My Heart Will Go On. The visuals.
Do Foxy Lady.
Foxy
Lady.
Right, welcome to the Yuletide special. We'll miss Christmas this year because, you know, we're becoming complacent.
Humbug.
How was everyone's Christmas?
Yeah, it was okay.
Really peaceful and wholesome.
Had better, had worse.
I was ill throughout.
Were you?
Aye.
Was Santa good to you then?
No, I was just a day nurse, mate. Loads and loads of day nurse. The miracle drug.
Stocking filler.
Nothing else works, man. And apparently there's a national shortage on day nurse, so I've been around all the pharmacies.
Stockpiling up.
Okay, I did. I've sent it.
Does night nurse not do the exact same thing?
No, I send you a sleep night nurse, but it wakes you up day nurse.
Yeah, thing. Night nurse knocks you out.
Yeah, it does absolutely knock you out. Like Grundy sleepers. Like Grundy knock out a fucking rhino them sleepers Grundy has. Like.
I'm kind of scared of them. He did offer them a couple of times. I said no.
No, they're bad. They're really... speaking of Grundy, so we got a phone call from our landlord. So the house situation is, it's his brother that's in a home. And she's like, he's renting out that house for, to pay for the thing. But then he was just talking about the rent and stuff like that, the Grundy, and he goes, and this bit's not funny, it's just the way he phrased it. He was just like, just so you hear it from me first, my mother died a week ago. But who the fuck else would have Grundy heard it from? Would have been in the Chronicle, would it? Just so you hear it from me.
Do you even know the mother's name?
He's fucking such a spacker, man. It's so funny. So you missed Christmas Eve, Aaron.
I did.
It was a good one this year, actually.
You missed the intro. We just started talking.
What?
Well, we never said hello to anyone.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah. You've not introduced any of us.
We never even said hello. We just went, by the way, do you know my landlord is fucking mad?
Oh, they should know us by now, though, shouldn't they?
Oh, they do. Hello and welcome to the road together.
To the podcast that needs no introduction and won't get one.
We've got Duncan Arnold on the flute.
Oh, bonjour. It was beautiful, Duncan. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Foxy. We've got Arian on the shredding guitar.
Yeah.
And Lloyd on the Star of Brahman.
On the Star of Brahman, yeah. Christmas Eve, it was good. I would just kicked around.
It's better than the year before,
The Barca.
What was the year before? Was I there? I was there.
I think you were. It was just
I haven't been for the last couple of years.
I thought you were there last year.
I don't think I was. That
was the shit one.
I was down in Cambridge.
Wait, I can't remember.
Alright, but then we didn't leave the Badland because it was...
The last time I went was
when it's easier, I think, nowadays just to stay in one place because everyone comes at a different time.
And everyone gets drinks at different times, so it's did you think we'll move on?
Drink the Badland and then just spill into the park when we get kicked out. Yeah. And there was a good few people there, actually.
The fact that in our late 20s, we're still kicking a boot in the fucking park.
It's only on Christmas. Literally only on Christmas.
No, maybe I was. You know, it was last year because I beeped the horn.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you were there.
The problem
was last year was that some people went to the park before the rest of the people went to the park.
I was in that group.
People left beforehand.
I wasn't drinking because
I did a
gig over in fucking Middlesbrough. Drove back and then met everybody. And then
what was the Christmas?
And then I was like, "Well, fuck this! I'm gonna go."
Was the Christmas Eve gig the bowling alley?
Oh, it was. Yeah, yeah. Lane 7 in Middlesbrough, mate. I tore that place a little.
A Sunday.
How much Mariah?
No, really, not.
How much Mariah did you play?
Oh, none. Nobody came. It was Christmas Eve. Who the fuck's going bowling?
Going bowling. It's on open.
I would go bowling
on Christmas Eve.
Only if it's in a park. green bowling.
People bowling, man.
People bowling.
I took out Ivy on that ice mat. That little raised mat. No.
Oh, that's been flattened now.
That was bad. That was really bad.
That's been flattened now.
Good. good
rating. Oh, what, in the park?
It's been flattened.
It made me look like a violent man. And that was not the point of what I was...
I remember that.
Trying to take her out in the way that I did.
To be fair, generally play parks were way safer than we were kids.
It's like Emmerdale.
You're just demonstrating men with beer right now, okay?
peach and lychee white wine spritz.
I apologise, Duncan. You man of culture.
We talked a moment ago for a really posh start of the year, going to brunch on Saturday, but then when it got to 5 o'clock in the morning, when he was asleep, me, Sophie and Elisa made an executive decision.
Yeah, for some reason...
To not go for brunch.
Twice in the year already, we've had 5 a.m. games of charades.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, I keep trying to get this game going, and no.
We'll get to the shrubs. We'll get to the shrubs.
It went.
Start with Christmas Eve, man. We're on Christmas Eve, right?
Oh, right. Okay.
It needs to be chronological. Well,
do you want to jump ahead to New Year's Day?
I want to be right to my holiday in Poland.
Oh yeah, how was your holiday in Poland?
Yeah, it was good. I got absolutely mugged off by a black pudding vendor when I was more. So there's obviously a massive...
They have those.
There's a massive fucking...
Sausage culture.
Like there's a massive, like, Christmas market in that. And then one time was like... So Elisa was like, I'm going to buy loads of, like, Christmas decorations for me, ma'am. And the Polish guy was like, oh, I've got no carb shit. I'm teamed with this vendor over there, and pointing to the fucking other end of the market. So, and we just went trotting off, just like waving off with these goods that we had to walk like 150 yards to go pay for. And I was like, Elisa, let's just go. Surely we're not paying for these. And then, you know,
it's like £150 of Polish meat as opposed to like tourist price meat. You paid £150 of like local delicatessen.
Oh no, it was like £70, but it was ridiculous, right? So came up. I was dead boisterous. I was like, give yourself some of that. Give yourself some of that.
Also got like well over a kilo then.
Yeah, no, we got a hell of a lot. And then we ended up putting we put it on the fridge. So I was essentially like. So I goes, I'll give some of that, and then they weighed it. This guy turns to me, this Polish guy, and goes, Have you ever tried Polish black pudding before? And I was like, mate, I forgot more about black pudding than you'll ever know.
Do you even know what it's made of?
Just sheep's blood and oats.
Yeah. Or pig's blood normally.
Well,
yeah.
Delicious. It's actually a superfood, Duncan.
Wow.
Like bananas. So yeah, and then Elisa, with her 5 days, still hadn't understood the exchange rate. And then I saw the fucking, the zloty on the thing, and I was like, Elisa, no! Boom! Paid for it. And I was like, oh, I can't. Colin's face, and we waved it off. 70 quid with the black
button. That's like a nice meal out, isn't it?
We had the fridge on a freezer, power freeze, actually. So I put it in the fridge overnight. And it was just an ice block of black pudding and sort of ham hock and stuff like that. and then we drank only cherry vodka and normal vodka because the vodka in Poland is absolutely amazing. And then we got kicked out of the synagogue for having sex in the toilets.
Well, I'm glad that your time away was meeting.
That's not kosher.
I told Ben and Tom.
Neither of those things were kosher, by the way. Just to clarify.
I told Ben and Tom the synagogue story, and they were like, Lord, you can never tell anyone that. We're going after
you. You've told everyone that.
Kick you out the van.
Oops.
Do it.
Just gonna have to join Agent Boy Band full time.
I'm intrigued to where the toilets were in the vicinity of the synagogue.
Right by the door.
That surprises me.
Well, they're quite touristy, you know.
Well, there's one by the door for regulars, and then there's like
for the rabbi. I don't know what the rabbi was doing in our toilet.
The toilet deluxe.
It's class.
But it was all a very good holiday.
So, what did you do on Christmas Day?
I went to me dad's.
When your dad's.
I was very hungover. Normally,
Papa Graham.
normally the Christmas spirit like alleviates the hangover, but this year I needed a nap, and I didn't get a nap. I was busy chopping veg.
Mate, one time after Christmas Eve, I was so hungover, I fell asleep in the middle of my dad's proposal to Helen. I was awake for the start of it, and then I was awake for the end of it, but for the life of me, I can't remember what he said in the middle. Well, I just heard people clapping and cheering. I woke up just like, yay!
Did you have to ask your grandma what just happened? Okay.
From context, did you say yes? It took him 5 minutes to get up from one knee. So
cute though.
Just building the tension, you know.
But yeah. So yeah, Christmas is good.
Nice. I was very ill Christmas morning. Like
I was just ill.
I was being drunk ill. I was being sick, and it's because I had a little bit of park powder. Like just by the swings, and also had like Sophie's cousins coming as well.
Oh, them cousins were the most boring.
One was quite enthused about being there for the traditions, and then the other one was quite a nice guy, but had the sturdiest face.
Honestly, so one of Sophie's cousins is like, what a miserable bastard you are. Like, so miserable. People were commenting on how miserable he was.
Mainly you, though.
It wasn't even me. I was alluded to by a stranger.
Is it like the priest and Father Ted? Do you want a cup of tea? No. Right.
Worse than that.
Really? Beyond miserable.
Where the form again?
Cambridge. St. Albans, I think they said. Yeah. North of London. Oh. Yeah.
Never
heard of him in my life.
No. It's just like a commuter town, I think. But yeah, I was very ill Christmas morning. Was sick, and then about 10 minutes later, Sophie's parents come with a suitcase, like a full suitcase full of Christmas presents. Oh, you can hear it.
Oh, you will.
And so I got a humble like little beanie hat from them, and they just a humble beanie hat, and then they just proceeded to open tens of presents. And I was just like, I was in the kitchen like making coffees, bringing croissants through. I was like, this is even my family.
Why do you always become the waiter in every setting?
I don't know. It's like just the Mrs. Doyle in any festive setting that there is.
Duncan Chop Chop.
To be honest, I wasn't feeling that conversational, so it was probably
I probably put
myself in that position.
Mm-hmm. And then speaking of being ill, so Boxing Day, you went and watched Newcastle March and then got absolutely fucked again. And then the 27th, we diluted your supported Craig Charles.
Very nice.
And, ooh.
It was like the entrance to purgatory, that green room. We were all so ill. Like, and then, but I was just pacing up and down, just like, I don't want to be cooped up here anymore. We're there for like 3 hours. He was a nice guy, Craig Charles, but I did sound like Tom Waits on stage.
So that adds a bit of character.
Yeah. And Grundy's review of it was, yeah, you were good, but you looked fucking dead. Like, I've never seen your eyes so bloodshot. Looking at the stage, and then three old women trying to introduce me to their daughters. And yeah, it was really weird. They were like, "Come meet my daughter."
How old are the daughters?
Probably now. This like is like 30
plus
30s. Yeah. One of them was Elisa Earmuffs. Fucking fit, like.
Cut that.
Well, I look over and Elisa's just girding her face off. And I'm like, I best go back.
Yeah, but that's love though, isn't it? That's beautiful. It's beautiful. I wonder what that feels like.
Get your tiny penny whistle out.
Oh, have you got a spare, have you?
Foxy.
Lady.
Well, my family just like neglected to invite me to the pub on Boxing Day.
They neglected you?
Yeah, so like there was no room at my house, at my mum and dad's house, so I had to go stay at the flat on Christmas Eve. Mm-hmm. No, Christmas Day even. So I had to pay for my taxi home. And then the next day I was like, I'm going to have a bit of a lion because I need a rest. But then the next day they all went for a walk at the coast and went to the pub. didn't get an invite until they sent me a photo of them all at the pub.
a photo.
So like, that's like mum, dad, brother, cousins, aunts, uncles, all of that. No Duncans.
Oh. Sam leaving the room.
No, it's the mystery guest.
It's a mystery guest.
If you want to message in and guess who the mystery guest is, be our guest.
You'll never guess. So we've just had a band practice. Seven songs? I think
Many songs.
Five and a half, I think.
I think it's six in total.
Duncan, you're so obtuse sometimes.
Yeah. But out of the act's cover.
Sorry.
How many half songs are in that? Is that seven songs, but there's three half songs?
Yeah.
Yeah, I accept that. I think that's
no. True. There's like no. Quite a few of them are like.
I don't know why. It's
three quarters.
Since we stopped practicing, I feel absolutely knackered.
All the sweat has come out of your body in you.
Yeah,
it's just room, man.
Yeah. You've got nothing left to give, coach.
Something about this.
It's a bit conched, isn't it?
I miss your old room.
What, the one where we had one practice in?
Mate, the fucking World Cup happened.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, and loads.
Haven't even done a World Cup special.
And loads of people died.
Yeah,
mate,
that was.
You know what was mostly football died when Holland got fucking knocked out.
Oh, boo hoo!
That was mostly prior to the World Cup when people died as well. Like it was for the World Cup, but it was prior.
People did
the World
die.
Cup.
People did die, and that needs to be.
No, but I was talking about like celebrities that died at the end of the year. Not
Schofield died at the World Cup.
Yeah. Should we have another break then?
No.
Wank bank.
Let's keep it going.
What's this wank bank? Oh, Duncan, you got a whole other thing coming.
What?
You got a.
What was your favourite moment of the World
Cup?
Have I
not even sent them to you?
What? No.
Did I not even send you the wank bank videos?
No.
Oh, class.
Is it your own personal wank bank?
No.
No.
What is it? It's sketches, man. It's like the beginning of the sketches.
No, you've not sent me any.
Oh, really? Oh, I did like fucking 15 of them, man.
Oh, like, what, the film sketches?
10 of them are usable. It's like pastiching actual bank ads and then doing like.
Is it a bit like
about
that,
it. So it's like I'm doing it about like people storing like
have I got
voyeuristic
news
thoughts. A little bit, but it's like. So it's like one of them is like a horse running on a beach in slow motion, yeah?
Like, and I've just said.
You might think this is an ad for a bank. And it is. Kind of.
Kind of. So, I know how we mentioned them seemingly in the last few podcasts, but the newest Andrew Tate news.
Oh, it's honestly.
whoop. It's so good.
I mean, I've taken myself away a little
foiled
bit.
Foiled by
the,
his teenage nemesis.
It was such an unwarranted attack on one, the environment, and Greta Thunberg. Like,
but imagine,
you know, they just had a drink and went, you know what, let's just bully Greta Thunberg.
Absolutely. We watched it happen in such. It felt
real
like
time,
Yeah, but it felt like slow motion. It was like he posts a tweet, she takes her time, 5-6 hours later, she posts back this fucking little dick energy. I was like, Jesus Christ, that's fucking smart. Like, there's some people put some thought into that. But then he made a video in which he not only embarrassed himself, but also unknowingly ended up getting himself snitched to the police.
Oh, mate, it was unbelievable. Super. But the thing is, imagine how rocked he would have been of when she tweeted back to go like, right, film me, I'm fucking speaking to her directly here. You bitch! Like,
you know, I imagine that quite a few police officers agree with a lot of what he has to say.
If you are like conducting like a human trafficking ring, you would think to stay low, like. Just keep it lowbrow.
I don't know if this is all because it's not like I'm on Reddit searching these things, but like you do get like videos that pop up. He has been boasting about pimping for like a while, and I think it's under the radar. People have like went, oh, he's just joking. He's just calling himself a pimp. But after this has happened, and then he actually goes, but it's not like he just goes, I'm a pimp. He goes, actually, I made my money in describing pimping.
Well, there's a few.
Which suit is misogynist?
There's a few like members of Congress as well, like who've just been elected into like state Congress. They were scrapping, but like they've been accused and arrested for like human trafficking.
Jesus Christ!
And they're the ones like causing the fuss like at the minute with the whole speaker election and things, essentially making it. So one of the new Congress members who has lied about his like actual identity, has forged like fraudulently used money and laundered money in Brazil or something like that, who nice. Claims to be half black, half Jewish, Guatemalan or something, and gay.
Covering a lot of base. Oh, that's like the FIFA president. Like, today
but,
I feel
yeah,
gay.
Yeah, exactly. But then he like he's just like throwing up white nationalist symbols like in the middle of the on the House of Representatives.
Paulo Ducani, only. Yeah, that was a canny speech. That today I feel like a migrant worker. Yeah, today yeah. I feel gay.
I am gay.
Are you Billy Ray?
It was a bit like, I don't know, we didn't start the fire or something.
I was.
Motherland Monroe.
Really lost me, man.
Billy Joel.
I mean, I would call him Billy Joel. He's a twat. He calls Cuban coming.
All right, isn't the spice? I was like, is he a boxer or something? It's like when people say paprika.
Paprika?
Paprika, not paprika. Like, paprika. I don't know what's
paprika.
Right.
Paprika.
I say paprika, but...
Do you say paprika?
Paprika.
Paprika.
In England, you'd say paprika, wouldn't
paprika,
you?
Yeah. Paprika?
Paprika.
And it's like one of the ones that the Americans have followed the English on, isn't it? Paprika. Well, we would like, say paprika.
Well, there's a Hungarian dish called paprika.
They've actually changed the spelling of aluminium to suit
aluminum.
They changed the spelling, is it? Oh, my God.
Yeah, they took an eye out at the end of it.
Aluminum.
Aluminum. Dickheads, man.
More like aluminum.
Oh, hey, that's, well, that's...
USA.
You've just
USA.
Been
gassed.
There we go.
You've been rode
into. I am so smart. S-M-R-T.
Has anyone seen Wednesday?
Oh, no.
Nah, man.
See, if you were still with Charlotte, you would be at All Over Wednesday.
Really?
You'd be forced to watch
so.
It.
I don't think so.
It's really good.
It's okay.
You think it's good?
It's really good.
You think
good.
It's good? Every clip I've seen has made me go, nah.
The dance scene's like Pulp Fiction, but like...
What derivative waste of time it looks like.
It's incredibly derivative.
Have you watched White Lotus?
No, I heard good things.
That's like a sort of.
I've been watching
sort of
because season 3 just dropped. I've been catching up on something called Alice in Borderland, which is very hit, very miss. Like it's a humanized anime kind of thing, and some of the scenes work really well, and then other scenes they really don't. You know, those bits where they scream in Dragon Ball, it's like that, but it's just like slow mo.
Well, like they go rah, and then they're like that.
Like
the aura comes out. I couldn't sit and watch that.
No, yeah. It's too much. But nah. they kind of, instead of doing that in the humanized version, they do it as like super dramatic, melodramatic scenes of slow-mo, people falling, people crying, these kinds of things. So those bits suck. There's a sex scene which is really is laborious, to be honest.
Just my type.
Laborious, what a way to describe a sex scene.
It's like everyone makes it look like such hard fucking work.
It is?
No, but it's not, because nothing happens.
Reclaim the means of reproduction.
They make incredibly bland sex look like a huge fuck on.
That's probably why, because people in Japan aren't having sex, are they? Population's dropping.
That's also part of why they're actually more open to the idea of having it on screen as well, though.
No, they blew out Japanese porn.
Yeah, what's happening is they're censoring. There's a lot of conversation with regards to censoring in Japan in the last like 20 years or so.
Yeah.
In comparison to where it was, where before it would just be like they'd move, like these Japanese artists would just move to America to do it. Now at least it is happening.
But even
in Japan,
Japanese,
you know?
Pornography, they blew out the, not the butthole, but the vagina. Never understood that.
Well, everyone's got a butthole.
Yeah, but they blew out the penis as well. So
yeah, no, everyone's got a cock.
What?
Everyone has a butthole, so it's not the same thing.
They don't like blare out. Do they?
You're telling me the butthole is not a sexual organ?
Do they blare out like animated porn as well?
I'm saying maybe it's a sexual organ that everyone has, and if everyone has it, the reason they're censoring penises and vaginas and tits is because not everybody has got that fucking assembly.
Just because you've not got it doesn't mean you can't look at it.
Exactly.
I know, but I'm saying that's why they're doing it. That's why they've done it that way. The asshole, everyone's got one, so they can't be like, well, that's not cool.
Well, everyone's got nipples as well, but...
Aye, well, exactly. But not...
Summer cold.
Thank you, Harry. I'm glad I did this podcast topless now.
My
Yeah, I'll tell you, for a practice room, it's the most unsoundproof practice room I've ever, like...
Yeah.
So, in Poland, me and Lisa went to this bar very near our Airbnb, and it was only a pound pint and that, but it was chocker. And I watched the England-USA match, and I was sitting... I was sitting next to... I was sitting next to these lads, black lads in New York. Mint crack, the way. But then Elisa's wearing these like fucking leather pants, and then they all start calling her J-Lo, and they got way too friendly with her. So I was like, yeah, we need to go. I thought I was going to get cooked. And that's the end of the podcast.
Cooked in Poland.
Yeah, should we leave it there?
Should we do a song?
Nah.
Have we got material? Should we do an acapella one? Bum, bum, bum.
Boom.
Boom, boom, boom.
Boom.
Boom, boom, boom.
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 Boom, boom,
boom.
Boom. Boom, boom,
boom.
Boom. Boom, boom,
boom.
Boom. Boom, boom,
boom. Boom, boom, boom.
Boom, boom, boom.
I can't move boom.
Boom, boom, boom.
We're in the night.
Boom. It's boom. Boom, boom, boom. Boom.
And the moon is long. And the poles are the only thing I see. No, I won't be afraid. No, I won't be afraid. As long as you stand by me. No, stand by me. Oh, Lisa, we need to leave. The feet staring at your arse since half time. Stand by me. Oh, stand by me. The black pudding in this country's
a fortune.
Fortune. But damn, them synagogue toilets are sexy.
Cut that.
Right, thanks everyone. How are we doing? I am.
Wank bank.